106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Discussions at Banff Council and a public hearing regarding the Husky Station lands right as you get into town there. A request from the company to change the zoning of that to make it more of like a convenience store kind of thing rather than requiring service bays. That would actually have some broader implications, I think, for other businesses in the area.
The request was to change for an entire district the zoning. And what that means is that any enterprise within the entire district that falls within that use would then also see that change. And the concern is that other service stations that have vehicle bays would then see their corporate ownership say, well, we can turn this into a bigger retail outlet. Let's get rid of the service bays.
I think specifically the Shell station, which is just a few blocks down the road. And obviously the concern would be that you get rid of those service bays and then another set of service bays. Suddenly you have a town where there's barely any service bays and you need to get your car fixed. You got to drive into Canmore with their already very busy schedule of service.
And given the number of vehicles on the highway, especially in the summer, traveling through the national parks, the need for vehicle service bays in Banff is there. So instead, Banff Council, I think, is going to consider something that's called spot zoning, taking the Husky lands in particular and just rezoning them instead of doing a district-wide rezoning that would affect other properties. And this is something you don't want to get into the habit of doing. There's a reason why we have land use districts, but there are reasons when individual properties need circumstances individual to them.
Yeah, but then what if the Shell station says, okay, well, we want some special spot zoning now because we want to do a change of use. I mean, you know, can you grant it to one and not the other?
Anytime a land use change or an application under the land use bylaw comes forward, it is individual and specific. You cannot make an argument to rezone something or do something because someone else did it. A piece of land in one spot is not the same as a piece of land in the other spot. They are individual and should be considered as such when decisions are being made.